Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in-store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
We're back.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It is 2026.
It's 2026, babe. And we're almost at the end of January.
Yes.
And everybody's like, where are you?
Our Christmas break went longer than we were anticipating.
Well, listen, here's the deal. The girls and I, last week was the first week that we recorded for the new year.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this. I don't know what date our last one was.
December 4th.
Okay. Ours was like December 6th or something of that nature, I think. Or not, maybe a week later than that. Are you looking?
December 12th.
Okay. Okay, so a week later.
Yeah.
But the fact is that we took some good time off and we had projects, we had things to do.
Yes.
We're finding out that we are going to have...
We apparently are not done with projects.
We are not done with projects. We are going to continue with projects. And just life be lifing. And it's like, I don't even want to say life be lifing, just... God is moving. Things are happening. Stuff is going on. We started our book study that we asked people, hey, if you want to do this, by all means. We got gifted three amazing couples that have really been just jumping headfirst into all of this, which has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm just incredibly grateful. I'm incredibly grateful. I've been substitute teaching still. You've been moving and grooving at work.
Yeah.
Our kids are still doing what they're doing and moving forward on their things. Our daughter came back safely from her trip.
Yes.
Our little boy gets to turn 11 tomorrow.
Yep.
Which was so funny because all of a sudden it was like I was on the phone with a friend of ours and she goes, wait a minute, hold tight. Like her brain was starting to tilt and she goes, isn't your brother's birthday tomorrow too? And as a matter of fact, it is. And so... my brother gets to turn 57, 8, 58 this year, sure. I believe. I think that's right. He's 7 years older than me. So even though I'll be 51 this year.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay. That went fast. So anyway, a lot's going on and it's good and, it's been hard and it's been challenging and we've hit some spaces of frustration and... There's these spaces and places where at work, our jobs, interacting with people, having to remind ourselves who we are and whose we are and that we have a hope in a future and just kind of standing on those principles of just reminding ourselves that God is still very much in control.
Yeah.
And it's a weird space because we were laughing. How do you want to just tell them what we found? Like,
so we over the Christmas holidays, we were gifted new shower parts, because we were going to redo our shower, and so we worked on that over the holidays. So that was fun. It was educational. We did pretty much almost all the work ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, we picked some brains.
Yeah, but we asked for help where we needed to. We asked for advice where we needed to. Mm-hmm. We Googled a lot.
Yes.
But yeah, we for the most part, we did it on our own.
Yeah.
And we did really well. It turned out awesome.
It's beautiful.
But so this evening, or this afternoon, evening, I went into our spare room, which happens to be under our bathroom, and I heard tapping, like a slow tap, and I realized that there was water leaking through the ceiling from our shower.
Yep.
So we get to figure out where it's coming from, because it's not a steady leak. It's not.
Yeah.
And it where the main wet spot dripping was is not under the drain or any hoses or tubes or
pipes. Yeah. I understood.
Yeah. No, I know, but
yeah.
So we get to work more and investigate.
So what else have you found out though?
I found out that the previous owners of the house or the previous builders of this house did not do things
to code
or the best that they could have.
Yeah.
Like we're noticing drywall that was put on the ceiling and it looks like it wasn't screwed or nailed up.
Just.
Yeah.
So our ceiling is technically floating.
Yes.
Because it has nothing there.
Yeah.
And it's right under our bathroom, and our floor is always freezing. We've been here almost 8 years now, and we're standing back, and we're like, you know, and you literally this morning, was it this morning? It was. You
it's
look
been
at
a
me.
Day.
You turn and looked. It has been a day. We'll have to get into the beginning of our day, but like you literally looked at me and you said, "Babe, the next time we build a house, we are going to have it so insulated to where we're not freezing and all of the things, because we're finding out as we're drilling into walls and as we're going into spaces and places, we're finding out where there isn't insulation." And so I started laughing, like almost like I didn't break kind of laugh. You know how sometimes like you either scream, you cry, or you laugh because like what else can you do? And I was like, "Well, babe, I guess we get to now take the whole ceiling down, and we get to put up insulation." Yeah. And I've been on this "let's remove the popcorn from our ceilings" kick, and now we get to do that. So it's we are in a space of. You gotta be grateful.
Yeah.
You just gotta stand in a space of, okay, you know what, Father, thank you that you've given us a home.
Yeah.
Father, thank you that you've given us the ability and the mindset and the know-how for the most part, like drywall and things.
Save big now during Menard's Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb, now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $299. A 16-pack of Zest bar soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menard's emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox. Save big money
at Menards. It's like that. Hey, actually, that's one of the things that I do know what to do, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like having the wherewithal to say, we can do this. And if we can't, God has gifted us with so many amazing people around us that are just like, yeah, like, just let me know what you need, or just, yeah, you can pick my brain. And, and watching, it's a different space. It's a different space because prior to you and I talking about this, I'm sitting in the chair underneath the ceiling that you're cutting a hole in.
Yep.
And I'm looking at you and I said, hey, babe, do you remember that reel where it's the pastor and he's talking about Job?
Yep.
And here's, you know, the other pastor that looks at him and says, God doesn't just trust you in the blessings. He didn't just trust Job in the blessings. He actually trusted Job even in the midst of the
hardships.
The hardships.
Yeah.
The curses, the things where the enemy's literally trying to take him out. He literally was like, yeah, you could do anything you want to with him. You just can't kill him.
Yeah.
And I, not that we're in that space at all.
No, no.
But it took me into a completely different mindset of, you know what? Father, this didn't take you by surprise.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually a statement I say a lot to us, to our children.
Yeah.
None of this took God by surprise. He knew exactly what was going on. We're going to follow his lead. We're going to trust him. We're going to believe him for the material or the finances or and the capabilities to do whatever needs to be done so this can be done properly.
Yeah.
Whether it's us staying here to the day that we're gone.
Yeah.
Or it's the fact that we are creating a space that is safe for those that get to come behind us.
Yeah.
Because we just got off the phone with your dad.
Yeah.
And we're literally saying we had people that lived in our basement.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden I'm like, there was like, there's four different times people have come and lived with us.
Yeah.
And at any given, and our daughter with her friends and all of the, and our son who runs so hard, the ceiling should have fallen.
Yeah.
Something could have happened, but God.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like when we, as a couple in the season that we're in, we're seeing these really weird things that we're going, like, what are we doing, God? And it's almost like, we're just living life and you're trusting me. You're trusting me in a capacity and in a place like you've never trusted me before, not just individually, but together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even put it into words. This is kind of fresh off the press. Like, we literally got out of the room.
Yeah.
You came into your office. I'm looking at you going, because we were going to record before you found this.
Yes.
And it's like we had a completely different topic.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know what? Let's just tell them what's going on.
Yeah.
And then let's remind them that when you come together and you look at each other, like, I want to cry in a good way, because it's like you want to, you come together in this space and you say, there is absolutely nothing, God, that you cannot do. There's absolutely nothing that you can't walk us through.
Yeah.
Like, no matter hell, high water, literally you have a video of water
pouring
out of our ceiling.
Yeah.
And I'm just standing here in awe going, Father, thank you.
Yeah.
Because as I'm sitting here thinking about this, the thing that, what's sitting underneath that space, babe?
That's a dresser from your grandmother that has been in your family since her. And literally where the water was dripping, it's formed a dent in the carpet. It's been dripping so long, we didn't realize it.
And it's what, maybe 3 inches?
Yeah, maybe at most.
3 inches away from dripping on that dresser. Yeah. Like, that's, in my mind, I'm like, that can be replaced, whatever. But, like, you see me, I'm literally, I'm just now going, what? Like, these precious things. We have our Unity candle from our wedding. We've got
all sorts of
Gabri's
pictures. And,
bouquet from our wedding. We've got all these pictures.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Father, how precious are you? Even in the smallest of detail, like, you take such good care of us. And you just random, I'm quote, like the little quotes, air quotes, you're looking for our dog.
Yeah.
Like, because that's become her new place.
Yes.
But like, she wasn't down there.
Yeah.
That Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hey, go find, where's Sparks? Go find Sparks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then boom.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I know.
A week's worth, because we've been showering in that shower for a week.
Yeah.
I shower every day. You shower every few days.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
That was a lot of, that's almost a half a gallon, as you said, roughly, that poured out of the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
That is a lot of water.
That should have.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It should have dropped that ceiling, at least a portion of that ceiling, out of the, come on.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where I'm going on this tangent. I'm just thankful. I'm just determining that this week's episode gets to be, we get just to walk in the awe and the awesomeness of our God.
Yes.
Because there's so much noise, there's so much stuff, there's so many things that we could be absolutely negative, pissed off, angry, disappointed, sad, all the things about, or we could literally, again, not discredit that things are happening. Okay, we have a hole in our ceiling. Okay, we could pray all day. I mean, it would be epic.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus, can you fix that? That'd be good.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to put some elbow grease to this. Yeah. Okay, Father, because something was starting to fall apart and there's a kink here that can be fixed easily through our shower, it has now exposed something else that could have been catastrophic.
Yes.
So if we're going to put it in relationship terms, in my mind I'm thinking, hey, if you see that there's some leaks, hey, if you see that there's some things that might be bowing out, hey, if you see that there's some habits or there's some mindsets or there's...
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Thought patterns that are not aligning in the way that it needs to. You're not thinking and looking at your spouse in the way that you need to.
Yeah.
You need to fix it.
Hmm.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, it's going to become catastrophic.
Yeah.
It's easier to patch a hole in a ceiling, or in our case, we probably will be taking the whole thing down.
Yeah.
But it's going to be on our terms as opposed to something drastically happening that now we're having to stand back and go, oh, crap.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, because I am. I'm like, it's like part of me is like sitting here trying to like inventory and come up with like a checklist of like, okay, this will need to be done and this will need to be done. And it's like, we were speaking with a friend earlier and it was like, yeah, you might have to, you know, you might have to cut a 2-foot by 2-foot square hole.
Yeah.
To get at it, and now it's like, well, we might have to do the whole ceiling.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So.
In my mind, I'm like, how can we take the whole ceiling down and keep it safe so we could reuse it potentially? Since there are no holes in it.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, but even if not, God is God.
Yeah.
He'll provide. Things will get taken care of. I want our listeners today to walk away from us in hope.
Yeah.
With an expectation of, because when we were on the phone with our friend, she's like hearing, I'm showing her pictures. She's going, dear God, you know, kind of situation. And And you and I are just literally genuinely laughing and just like, this is crazy. What on earth? What are we doing? You know? And she's in the space of, you guys are graduating out of a space, because too many times us as Christians, us as people of God, like we hit a snag, we hit a snare. What are you saying when you hit that? When you trials and tribulations are going to come.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Yeah. Hey, guess what? You're going to be in the world. The world is going to be funky and it's going to be weird and it's going to be dumb. But don't fear, because I've already overcome things.
Right.
And when we tap into him and we, again, I'm not denying that there's a hole. I'm not denying that there's wars and rumors of wars. I'm not denying that there's all of this stuff. But if we fixate so much on the negative, we're never going to be able to hear him loud and clear for the solutions.
Right.
You know, we're going to become so discouraged.
Yeah.
That it's just like, well, this is way too... That's a ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, this is way too big. This is beyond our... We got this. Let's focus on what we need to do.
Yeah. And it makes me think of, you know, the whole... You know, when people talk about, instead of telling God how big the mountain is, tell the mountain how big God is.
Come on.
You know, because it is. It's... You know, originally we were going to talk about what is it, you know... Kind of along the lines of, you know, do you look married?
Yeah.
Which I know we've talked about, and we're gonna expand on that in the future. In 26.
Yes.
We're gonna expand on that.
Yes.
But it was like, it was one of those things that, you know, because we've been having a lot of conversations about a lot of the noise in the world, a lot of the noise in interactions, in the news, on social media, and just all of it. And it's like, are we taking the stance that we're Christian first?
Right.
You know, everybody wants to put themselves in a camp. Everybody wants to give, you know, themselves or other people a label. And it's like, are we recognizing that we are Christians first?
Yeah.
Are we claiming the kingdom before we call ourselves anything else?
Right.
And I had the thought last night of, you know, are we doing that for our marriages? Are we at the beginning of the day, or when a struggle comes up, or mm-hmm. when a situation comes up, or when we're going into an event, or fill in the blank, you know,
right.
anything, you know, a celebration, a tragedy, are we going into that with the mindset first, we're married?
Right, right.
You know, regardless of what happens, we're married.
Right.
Regardless of what is said, we're married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen people in the world, and unfortunately it's kind of spread into the Christians, of, you know, there's so many people that are just like, you know what, we had a bad day and this isn't working out, so we're going to go our separate ways.
Right.
And it's like, that's not what this is about.
No.
You know, I know there are people in the world that, you know, might not get married for the best reasons, or they might get married for the wrong reasons, but it's still something that can be worked on. It's something that can still be salvaged. It's something that can still be celebrated.
Yes.
It's still something that can be chosen.
Yes.
And I think, and I know we've had conversations with, especially our book study mm-hmm. people and others, but you know, it's a choice. It's a choice every day, every situation, every moment that you choose your spouse.
Yes.
And whenever you go into these, you know, any day, any situation, any confrontation, any disagreement, if we make that choice and we say, regardless of what happens, we're married first.
Right.
You know, our first name calling that we're going to call each other
mm-hmm.
is married.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The first thought is, you know, not, oh my gosh, he's a bonehead.
Yeah.
It's, we're married.
That's my beloved.
And he acts like a bonehead.
Yeah. Yes. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of along your lines of, you know, like.
When we used to say this to Gabri.
Or, yeah.
You're acting like a brat. You just called me a brat. No, I said you're acting like one.
Yeah. Or, you know, it's the days it's like, I don't like you right now. I love you.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't like you.
Which was crazy because, was it two nights ago where we just looked at each other and I said, babe, I'm just going to be honest. I just don't like anybody right now. And you go, I don't either. I was like, oh, shoot. We're in trouble. We are in trouble.
That's why we were hiding in our bedroom together.
That was it. But we were married. But we're by married. Golly, we're married. And we're going to not like each other together.
Right. I've seen those memes where it's like, I really don't like people, but I want to fall in love and get married with somebody that doesn't like anybody else but me.
Yes. Yes.
You know, but it's that.
I love that.
It is. It's that choice. You know, hey, our ceiling is, you know, water is pouring out of our ceiling and we now have a big hole. We're married first.
Yes.
Then we're going to fix this.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know. One day our children are going to get married and have grandkids.
Yeah.
And we're going to have grandkids.
Yes.
And it's going to be like, we're married.
Yeah.
We now have grandkids.
Yes.
We're married. We now have kids-in-laws.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so I think it helps on so many different levels.
Yeah.
When you make that choice and you make that declaration,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if at first when you're learning this pattern, you have to say it out loud, you know, like get, you know, right before you climb out of bed or as soon as your feet hit the floor.
Yeah.
I'm married.
I'm married.
Say it out loud if you have to.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to shout it. If you want to shout it, go for it. You might wake up your spouse and scare them.
Yeah.
At first. You know, but it's remembering that choice every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, we've met couples that have gone past the brink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had them on here several episodes ago, but Patty and Stuart, you know, they had filed for divorce.
Yes. Yes.
And all of a sudden they're like, you know what? I want to choose you.
Yes.
I want to start choosing you again.
Yes.
You know, so it really is never too late.
Correct.
You know, unless somebody dies or unless God says so, it's never too late.
Right.
You know, so I do. I want to encourage people to make that choice and then to make that declaration. You know, even if your spouse is not being lovable at the moment, maybe being a bonehead at the moment.
Yeah.
Still make that choice.
Yes.
Because you making that choice and choosing them and choosing to see better in them.
Yes.
And remembering that you're on the same team.
Yeah.
That you are married for a reason. You're married on purpose.
Yes.
That you having that attitude, regardless of theirs.
Yes, come on.
Is going to start turning them.
Come on. Everything you just said was scripture.
Yeah.
Everything you just said. Because the book, I even shared this with our study group, even though we're going through our book, love and respect. And I put it in the middle of the table. And I said, this book literally will save your marriage. It will save your life.
Yeah.
And when people say, you know, that talks about in Ephesians 5, right, where it's talking about what our jobs are as married, as husbands and wives. And I used to say, and I have to repent, Father, forgive me. Both of us have said this. So I'm not telling you to repent, but by all means, if you need to. So anyway, but we used to say, you know, I only have to love you if you're respecting me. I only need to respect you if you're showing me love.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's actually not at all a Christian stance. That comes with condition. Christ doesn't come with conditions. I mean, he comes with guidelines.
Yeah.
But he's unconditional.
But not conditions, yeah.
And so it's like if you read Ephesians 5 in the fullest of form, it's commands. God is commanding us, wives, respect your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. It's not a choice. I mean, you can choose to do it or not do it, but it's an actual command. It's not just a covenant, it's a command straight from his throne.
Yeah.
And when we do it with obedience, then the other things start to fall into place, right?
Yeah.
It's, I am going to show you honor and respect as my husband, even if you are not loving to me, which you are. We're not talking about you.
Right.
But, and what it is in the scripture, it also says that a wife who is a Christian can literally love her husband in such a way and in such a God capacity that he comes to know Christ himself.
Yes.
This is like an unbeliever. So it shows you the power of, I'm doing this not because of what I can get. I'm doing this not because of what I think I should have or not have. This is, I'm doing this because my Heavenly Father told me this is what I need to do. And because I love him, honor him, respect him, trust him, then I'm going to do it. And in the process, I'm going to watch what happens.
Yeah. You know, because it is, it's, you know, if I weren't very loving and you decided, you know what, even though I'm not getting loved, I'm going to respect.
Yeah.
And you started respecting me and showing that respect and all that. As long as I'm not completely dead from the neck up.
Right.
I would recognize that and I would say, oh my gosh, she's respecting me and she's honoring me and I'm going to start reciprocating. I'm going to start loving her. I'm going to start doing things for her.
Yeah.
I'm going to start listening more. You know, I'm going to start doing more around the house. And it is, it's those things. You know, we've talked about, you know, if you want something in your marriage, you know, start sowing for that.
Yes.
You know, start being what you want.
Yes.
You know, if you're like, oh my gosh, I wish my wife would reach out and hold my hand more. Well, why aren't you reaching out and holding her hand?
Right.
You know, if you do it, it's going to become part of who y'all are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to eventually, you know, you reach out for my hand just as much as I reach out for yours.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's, you know, I call you babe a lot, you know, and we both do. And,
yes.
And we've even had friends that are like, man, I wish you would call me babe.
You call me babe? I like how she calls you babe. I like how she calls him babe.
Yeah.
Can you do that for me? It's really sweet.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know,
makes me want to call you babe more.
Yeah. but it is. It's like, you know, if you want that, start trying it.
Yeah.
Start doing it.
Yeah. Or you know, vocalize it.
Yeah.
I mean, just genuinely like what our friends did.
Yeah.
I really like how Dina talks. We've actually heard this quite a bit.
Yeah.
I like how Dina talks to you.
Yeah.
I like how she responds to you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, because you are so gracious and you're so good of responding to me, it's easy for me to respond to you. But it's one of those where it's like, vocalize that to your spouse then.
Yeah.
If that is something that you see a characteristic in a marriage and you say, I want that, then maybe look at your spouse and say, I see how they interact with each other. That's a pretty good example. We're not trying to be them, but that's a quality that I really like. Do you think we could start working on that?
Yeah.
You know, or, hey, what do you guys do? It's just what we do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's there's no formula per se with you and I when it comes to these things. It's just, it's how are we saying it? The words that we say it, you're smiling. Is there a formula?
No, No, not at all. It's just, you know, I laugh. Because it's like, this is, have we always been like this? No.
No.
Has there been trial and error? Oh,
yes.
Of course. But I think because we've put in the effort, you know, again, not trying to say, oh, look at us.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, to a degree, yes.
Yes.
Because we are relationship coaches, so please look at us.
We got to kind of be an example.
Please look at us and check out our website.
Firmfooting.coach.
Right. You know, but, you know, but again, I think because we have put in that trial and error, I think because we have word vomited on each other, because we have had the disagreements, we have had the, hey, when you said that, that was really hurtful to me.
Yeah.
You know, oh my gosh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
You know, because we've gone through all of this, I think that, you know, again, do we have all the answers? No, not at all.
No.
You know, only God does.
Yeah.
But we have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think because we're teachable and we're constantly in the space of, I want to learn.
Yeah.
The fact that we know that we don't know all the things. And you were so amazing. And I want to say that I posted it on our Instagram. I did. And it was on our Facebook feed too, where it was talking about this is their dance, right? You were talking about this is their dance. And that is actually one of my brother and sister-in-law's favorite lines. It keeps you in a mind space to where it's like, this is none of your business kind of situation, kind of keep your opinion out of it, unless asked,
right,
kind of scenario. But you were like, I want to expound on that though, babe, I think, because we're in this season right now where, yes, this is our dance, like you and I communicate in a way, but I also believe that you and I are starting to grow in another level in space. And I believe that a lot of the stuff that is even happening in the natural realm is really starting to kind of, it's showing those things, if I can say it that way. Again, these aren't bad things. We're not having arguments. It's just, it's you and I being even more intentional and mindful to stop, to think, to look at each other and say, well, this is where we thought we were going.
Yeah.
But we seem to have kind of taken a right turn as opposed to going this way. Do you feel are we still on the same page? And you and I both going, you know, actually, no, I have a piece about this. This feels like the space where we're supposed to go. And that's cool. In my brain.
Yeah.
But it's one of those where it's your dance. You might have certain moves.
Yeah.
But you're now in a new season and those moves don't work anymore.
Yeah.
Right? The picture that I had was you're walking into a season of doors where those keys that you had don't unlock anymore.
Yeah.
So you've got to be mindful and say, okay, God, is this the door? And if this is the door, then I'm going to learn what I need to learn so I can develop the key to help unlock that thing.
Yeah.
And it's keeping yourself in that space of, I'm going to be humble.
Yeah.
I'm going to be teachable. I'm going to seek out wise counsel. Right? I'm going to allow other people that I trust, that I see good fruit in, to speak into that space with me. And I think that that is what keeps you and I kind of in this space.
Yeah. And again, you know, we've said it before, you know, when we are talking and all this, it's, we're not trying to sit here and say, take our advice, but we ultimately hope that what we've said, what we've, I don't want to say acted or performed, but the way we are, the way we live out loud,
the way we walk things out,
you know, the way we walk things out, you know, that we hope it sparks something in others.
Yeah.
You know, again, I know that, As far as us being Christians, it's like, you know, we're supposed to be a living example of Christ on this earth. And, you know, we're supposed to share the gospel and live the gospel. And it's like, yes. And it's the same with our marriage. You know, we want our marriage to be an example because we've prayed and we've talked and we've, you know, God, is this the path that we need to go? And, and if we need to shift, you know, feel free to shift us.
Absolutely.
You know, because again, even with the stuff that we say and, you know, if we're like, hey, this is a really good, you know, we've found that this is a good method. And we try to say, we try to say it like that of yeah. like, hey, we've experienced this or we've heard good things about this example or this strategy,
yeah.
you know, and again, it's not that we're trying to say this is the end all be all of how
Correct.
You do it, but here's some things, here's some things you can try.
Yeah.
And hopefully this, a conversation with us or listening to this podcast gets you thinking of your own questions or,
yeah.
hey, what they said sparked this and I can maybe try this other thing
yeah.
in my marriage.
Yes.
You know, because again, it's like, I don't care how it happens. I don't mm-hmm. care how our words get heard.
Mm-hmm.
As long as God moves,
amen.
You know, as yeah. as long as we are part of the positive impact onto your marriage,
yeah.
You know, I guess that's yeah. I mean,
I think
that's it. You know,
yeah.
it's like it's that's always been our heart. That's always been our goal.
I mean, from the very beginning, even just from the very beginning, when you and I courted.
Yeah.
As opposed to dated. When we kiss for the first time in front of the pastor, the church, and friends and family and God, right? When we decided that we were going to handle ourselves in a completely different manner, we put ourselves under contracts at
yeah.
34 and 35 years old,
yeah.
right? Like these kind of scenarios, these kind of things. And again, even our beautiful girl, like again, saying, you know, eventually like, Mom, I want to kiss a boy.
Yes.
Okay, babe, but you now know that there is an alternate.
Yeah.
You, how many times have we sat in front of people and they look at us and said that I didn't even realize that that was an option.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that that was doable.
Right.
Right? Even in the Christian community, like that's a thing. Yeah. That it can be.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, you want to do whatever it is that God tells you to do. Are there certain parameters, yes and no's, that he says, yeah, please stay away from that. It's going to harm you. It's going to create soul ties. It's going to create damage. Yeah, like maybe stay away from that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like these little fine gray areas, that's between you and him.
Yeah.
Like figure out what you need to do. But I'd say from the very beginning of our relationship, because we wanted to seek an alternative. We wanted something different. We
yeah.
wanted God to be so in the center of it because, again, not even necessarily just where we've been
yeah.
and who we were, but I think because God just knows. He
yeah.
just knows the culture, the climate of people. He knows what it is that we deal with on
yeah.
a daily, and it's like the Wances seem to
yeah.
kind of thrown their hand up involuntarily
yeah.
and said, pick us, we'll try something different
yeah.
and new. And then he just kind of came in that space with us, which
yeah.
we really appreciate.
And I think that's kind of it, is like with as much as we had lived and done
yeah.
And all, it was like we had never tried it God's way.
Yeah. Gosh.
You know, and
me who's been in church all my life. See, you have excuses.
I do.
I have none. None, sir. But that tells me a lot of the culture, unfortunately. And I'm not going to throw the church under
no.
the bus. But that wasn't something that was presented to me. It was always, you don't have sex before marriage. You don't
right.
do this. You don't do that. You don't. No, 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 no,
yeah.
no. There
was
never
a fear.
There, and yes.
It was fear
yeah.
and condemnation.
You're coming to Christ because you don't want to go to hell.
Right. You know,
I mean, like,
even in my family, growing up Catholic, it's
yeah.
like, you know, if you lie, you know where liars go.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so
no.
it's like, I think because of our backgrounds and because
yeah.
of what we were raised in, standing back and saying, no, like you are correct. This isn't right. But can we talk about the benefits of doing it in the
right.
vein of where God wants you to, as
yeah.
opposed to the alternative of what's going to happen to you?
Right.
I think people respond to it
yeah,
more positively.
Because I think ultimately there's, and I will say that, I will say it like this. There, I think there's a lot of churches that teach almost that wrathful, vengeful God.
Yeah.
You know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, type thing, you know, throwing the sinners into the lake of fire. And,
right.
You know, even I get a little weird entertainment out of like when you and others our age talk about some of the books and movies and shows that were out in like the '80s and Left Behind. And
yeah.
What was it? Pastor Eric used to talk about 88 reasons why the world is going to end, yep, in 1988, you, yep, know, and all those things that happened. And I'm like, yep, man, I was, as a Catholic, I never got exposed to that.
And then Jesus coming back in the last days and the mark of the beast and the, yeah, heads being rolling off and the stuff. And
yeah.
The,
see, it's like, it's just fear. I didn't learn that. We had all sorts of other stuff to be fearful of. But that's
an enemy situation.
It is. Yeah. But it's like, I think there's so many churches that teach punishment.
Listen
to God or there's punishment.
Yeah.
Follow God or there's punishment. Do the right thing or there's punishment.
Yeah.
And it's never, it feels like it's so, it's not often taught of do the right thing and here come the blessings.
Yeah.
Follow God and here's the blessings.
Yeah.
You know, but listen to your parents.
Yeah.
And here's the blessings.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like even that little shift, mm-hmm, of we're going to talk about the good things that come from following God versus the bad things that will happen or could happen by not following God.
And then let's talk about the in-betweens, because you got the in-betweens too. Exactly, yeah, what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Our ceiling has, yeah, a hole in it.
Yes.
There's water that's coming out. Okay. Well, that's not much of a blessing there, Luke and Dina.
Yeah.
But there is a peace inside both of us that goes beyond the understanding of even the circumstance of what's happening.
Yeah.
That comes from Christ. That comes from God. Yeah. And it's looking at people that don't know Jesus.
Yeah.
You and I talk about it like a lot, right?
Yeah.
Where I'm just looking at you going, I just want... When people come in contact with us, I don't want them to feel condemnation. I want them to feel convicted, like they're in the presence of something different. But I want it to be so drawn into them to where they're just like, can you tell me, why are you different? How is it that you are who you are? What? And then sharing the joy.
Yeah.
That comes in the morning after the sorrow. That, like, our little boys,
yeah,
Fish, he wakes up this morning, comes downstairs. We're still in our bedroom. He opens up our door. He's sobbing.
Yeah.
He found his pet fish that he's had for 2 years now.
Yep.
He's passed away.
Yep.
Like, I'm trying not to cry because he was the coolest little betta fish. He's, yeah, just so cool. But mourning, crying,
yeah,
walking through this space, holding him, letting him know it's okay, reminding him scriptures, telling him about Jesus, just, hey, I guarantee, like, I believe with everything in me, buddy. I don't know if it's true. Yeah. People tell me it's true. It's in the scripture. I'm going to believe him,
yeah,
that we get to see our animals again one day if we just keep moving and doing what we're doing, you know. And then he's just happy as a clam, even mentioned, yeah, it later this afternoon. Isn't it crazy, Mom, how, like, you're, all of a sudden you're okay?
Yeah.
And granted, you and I took off and got 6 more fish,
yes,
plus 2 snails.
Yes.
But it wasn't to try to make up for the loss of the one, but it was, no, just, you know what? Okay, Father, it's a new season. Here we are.
Yep.
This now gets to be something that you've enjoyed. You've wanted something of multiple fish, not, yeah, just the one. But I say all that to say that we can, even in the sadness, even in the hurt,
yeah,
even in the anger, even in the disappointment, even in the frustration,
yeah,
there can still be just such a peace, because when we have that peace, when we're frustrated with our spouse, with our children, with our jobs, with the circumstances, when we have the peace of God, it brings forth clarity of our mind.
Yeah.
He steps into that space, and God, I don't even know what to do with my spouse right now.
No.
Why are you and why do you and I, why are we able to communicate in the way that we are? Because we've cried out to God enough to say, God, like Luke and I are black and white. How are we even doing this like right now?
Yeah. Because you even said that the other day. You're like, we are so different.
So different.
Yep.
Like even now, so different, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, but we've learned to appreciate. We've learned to respect. We've learned to honor. We've learned to tap in and recognize the gifts of God that each of us are, that we have inside of us. I'm looking at your chest because there's where your little gold is, right? And it's like knowing that when you speak into that space, into your spouse, even if it looks different than you, speaking into that space and causing it to grow, watch what happens.
Yeah.
Watch what happens. Watch the closeness start coming.
Yeah.
Watch you rediscovering this person and saying, where you and I were really different, but like, I really like that. I really like this about you.
Hmm.
Different doesn't mean that you're at odds.
Right.
Different just means it's just different.
Yeah.
I just have a different perspective here.
Yeah. Like earlier when you were talking about like when people look at us and listen to the way we talk and all that is like, and we were talking about conviction and like how we don't want you to feel convicted, but then it hit me as like conviction of hope.
That part.
Yeah.
Like that part.
It's like, cause I think that, like I should probably do a word study before I talk too much about it, but it is. It's like it's like that you're convicted with hope.
Yeah.
You know, that you see I can do this.
Yeah.
I can have this. I can speak like that. I can be spoken to like this.
Yes.
You know, and it is because so many things. It's like there's so many times I just have so much. It's like, it's weird. It's like, I feel like I have a lot to say, but then it's like, I open my mouth to say it and I'm like, I say like two words and I'm like, and then I'm it. That's it.
No.
When you
said conviction of hope.
Yeah.
What I saw was somebody walking in that is holding their breath.
Yeah.
And it's so loud. And then when they come into the presence of God, or prayerfully, when you're a Christian, they come into your presence, right? And you're carrying the presence of God.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they can breathe. Mm. It's almost like this fresh wind comes and the confusion is gone.
Yeah.
They're able to breathe again. They're not holding their breath and there's life.
Yeah.
And that is who we should be portraying because Christ is life.
Yeah.
And that abundantly. And that's what it's not a lackadaisical, I have my head in the sand, I'm not recognizing what's going on.
Yeah.
It's even in the midst of the noise, there is a peace that's coming and I'm going to be able to march my way through this as opposed to get diluted and get squashed down by it.
Yeah. Because I think what it boils down to a lot is, I think at the end of the day, we want people to have hope.
Yeah.
And we want to inspire people to have hope.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Hope for their marriage, hope for their lives, hope for their families.
Yes.
You know, because, and I feel like we've gone off the rails a bit, but maybe we haven't, you know, we're still talking about a hole in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people will look at their marriage and if they're struggling a bit or if it feels like every conversation is an argument, it can feel very hopeless.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been trying to, if you have a heart for getting married and all of a sudden you haven't, and you know, you can start to feel hopeless.
Yes.
You know, and there's so many opportunities in this world for hopelessness to take root and to just envelop you.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like at the base of it, our goal is hope.
Yeah.
You know, regardless
the foundation.
Of that, yeah. You know, because tear away all the words that we say, tear away, you know, whatever we've written, tear away all of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, even our courtship.
Yeah.
You know, it was based on hope.
Yes. Yes.
You know, hope that I can have better.
Yes.
Hope that God can do better in me.
Yes.
Hope that I'll be able to settle down.
Yes.
You know, hope that I can have a family. You know, it's just.
Hope that you can love again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like there's so many people that have lost that.
Yeah.
Have lost sight of that.
Yeah.
Have forgotten that a key ingredient in marriage is hope.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, even when things are going great and perfect and it's sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah.
Remember hope.
Yes.
Remember to always have hope.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, what if it's one of those things that even on the inside, you think it's all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah.
But one of your spouse, you know, one of the spouses is like, I hope God talks to us today.
Oh.
I hope God shows us the path.
Yes.
I hope that, you know, this positive thing happens in our marriage.
Yes.
You know, I hope we get pregnant. All of a sudden that popped in. We're not hoping to get pregnant.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that's heavy on people.
Yeah.
I know hopelessness gets heavy on people.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Yeah. No, babe.
I want people to have hope.
Yeah.
And I want to inspire that in people. I want people to see us and hope again.
Yeah. I mean, that's scripture.
Yeah.
What is it? Hope deferred makes a heart sick, something like that. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
But basically, somebody without hope, it's going to make you sick.
Yeah.
It's going to keep you bound. It's going to keep you pushed down. It there's no reason to live.
Yeah.
You and I both have been in that space before where we both just were like, what's the use, God?
Yeah.
There's no reason for me to stick around. There's no future here for me.
Yeah.
And then you start hearing the lies, and it's like, no, I have hope in a future for you, one that is good and prosperous, that's going to bring forth abundance.
Yeah.
Even in the hard, things are going to be better. You're going to get stronger. You're going to learn how to fix your eyes on me, even when the storms are raging and I'm telling you to come out and walk.
Yeah.
Like those spaces and places, because every marriage is going to hit that space, and it's I have hope.
Yeah.
I have hope that right now we don't like each other, but we will.
Yeah.
I have hope that God is going to give us words of wisdom and knowledge, and he's going to give us insight. He's going to give us unique ways to tap into each other, so we can start learning each other in a greater measure. I have hope.
Yeah.
I have hope that God isn't done with us yet.
Yeah.
I have hope.
I have hope that I focus on our home versus the holes in the ceiling.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because that's ultimately what we did.
Yeah.
When the frustration.
Yeah.
Like, I love you so much because you're like, babe, it's the foyer, it's the floor all over again. And I'm like, nope, I'll give you your 5 minutes. Let me give you just 5 minutes to get upset. But you didn't even take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You just were like, okay. And you walked me down. You showed it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Slow to speak.
Yeah.
Slow to respond. Quick to listen. Quick to understand, this is in the ceiling. This is what's happening. Okay, we're about to have to rip something out so we can fix it and it can be stronger.
Yep.
Hope. And it's going to be better than what it was before.
Yep.
hope, but this is going to cost. God is our source.
Yeah.
He's our strength. He has got, baby, he has gotten you and I through so much.
Oh, yeah.
Like we were just telling our little boy just the other day, oh, you should have saw mom and dad.
Yeah.
Like our income before.
Yeah.
Versus who we, because you guys were watching that movie. And it was the football player, and it was their income between the two of them. And I'm like, they actually made more money than what we did when we first got married.
Yep.
But hope.
Yeah.
Because our source doesn't lie in the things.
Yeah.
It doesn't lie in our jobs. It doesn't lie even in our abilities. It's you are the one that takes care of us, and you're going to give us wisdom to do what we need to do to get where we need to go so we can do and prosper and live in abundance, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you can keep all the money in the world. If I don't have peace, if I don't have hope, if I don't have joy, if there isn't love, we don't want it. There is no life there.
Right.
There is no life there. So when we get holes, when our listeners get holes, rejoice.
Yeah.
Rejoice in the home that you have. Trust God. Believe that he'll direct your steps.
Yeah.
Believe that he's going to provide. He's going to prosper. He's going to bring forth the favor. He's going to do whatever he needs to do. He'll get you there.
Yep.
And I guarantee for the most part, there's a lot of times it does not look the way that you think it's going to.
Yeah.
This was not on our radar.
No.
This was not even close to our radar.
No.
But here we are, and now the thing that we were saying, Father, it would be nice if our floor was warm.
Yeah.
Not even, you were just talking. Yeah. You weren't even saying anything. No. This wasn't like you weren't complaining.
No.
You were just making a statement. Man, baby, our house, it's going to be insulated.
Yeah.
All right, Father, well, if this is our house, but if it's not, by golly, it's going to be. We're going to take care of it for whoever comes behind us.
Yes.
And that's the mindset. That's who we get to be.
Yeah.
That's who we get to be. And so, we have not been doing just nothing.
Right.
This is what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And our prayer is that this year, this coming year, guys, the holes are going to come. Okay, the disappointment's going to come. The frustration's going to come. The things are going to come. Obstacles, right? The things.
Yeah.
But hold on to each other. Hold on to God. Trust him.
Yes.
Trust him. Trust him that he's going to take you on a journey that's good, even when it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you're together. You're married. You're choosing each other. And more than anything, you're choosing him.
Yes.
All right, guys, have the best day.
Enjoy the journey.